dun 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 dun. Hey, ba-dum bum 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 bum. Hey, are we recording? Okay, I'll go ahead and keep that in then. What's going on, everybody? Happy Natch Butte Friday. I just wanted to say a couple things up top, baby. Okay, I don't know if y'all noticed, but I dropped a bonus episode of Natch Butte this week. It is all about Indie Beauty Expo, so if you haven't heard it, maybe go check it out. And I dropped it because I'm celebrating my upcoming trip to New York to go to Indie Beauty Expo New York, August 22nd and 23rd. I'm going to be there both days. I'm very excited. It's my favorite beauty expo I've been to. And if any of my NYC area honeys want to attend Shop Indie, which is on August 22nd, then you can use code NATCH20. NATCH20 to get 20% off your ticket. Indie Beauty Expo offer that. And I said, honey, yes, because we all love a bargain. So if you're interested in going, checking out indie brands, go to indiebeautyexpo.com and you can go ahead and get those tickets. And I will also say you should listen to the bonus app and you'll kind of hear exactly what Indie Beauty Expo is all about. Also, while I'm in New York, I want to do a honey's meetup. I don't know much about New York because I haven't been there in a very long time, but I want to tell everybody to save the date because I'm hoping to figure it out. So I'm going to hopefully do a honey's meetup on Thursday, August 23rd in the evening. So maybe put that on your calendar. Stay updated on everything. If you are an NYC area honey, I know there's a lot of y'all out there. August 23rd, a Thursday, I'm thinking evening-ish, save the date for our Natch Butte Honeys meetup. I will TBD, I will announce, wait, TBD, yes, to be determined, location, okay? I will find something exciting for everybody. Okay, what else? Oh, we all know about Fat Mascara. Fat Mascara is the number one beauty podcast on iTunes. It is a very different vibe from my show because they are professionals that really know what they're talking about. They have huge A-list guests in the beauty space. I am going on Fat Mascara, and Fat Mascara is going to record an episode of Natch Butte while I'm in New York. So it's very, very exciting. I know there's a lot of crossover fans out there, so if you're a fan of Jen and Jess, the hosts of Fat Mascara, why don't you go to NatchButte.com, hit the Ask a Guest tab, and send in a question for me to ask them. It's very exciting because I'm like you. I'm a listener, so I have many things I want to ask them. Now's your chance. I'm one of you. Send them a question, and I will get to it, and you'll hear your question on Natch Butte. Very, very exciting. Also, thank you, thank you, thank you to all the honeys that have been sending in iTunes reviews. Y'all have been coming through for Jackie J. I'm very, very excited for that. I know it makes no sense, but somehow those reviews help out the pod, so thank you for taking your time to do that. I've learned so much about y'all hearing about your skincare routines. I've decided to switch it up. So if you still haven't written an iTunes review, and perhaps you're a new honey, hi, thanks for listening. I ask that if you write me an iTunes review, here's what you're going to put in it now, okay? Please put in your review either your favorite episode or favorite moment of Natch, or if you happen to be an avid listener, then please do that. But if you're a new listener and you don't have a favorite yet, why don't you put your favorite 90s/2000 song lyrics, and maybe I'll pick a few of them to sing for everybody. So either put your favorite moment / guest of Natch Butte or your favorite 90s/2000 song lyrics in your review, and I will read some of those for everybody. Thank you for all the reviews. Keep them coming, baby. Okay, so my guest today, Eliza, is an incredible comic that hustles so hard she puts us all to shame. At 35 years old, she has 4-hour-long comedy specials. I don't know if you have any idea how big of a deal that is. She works so hard. She hustles. It's just a remarkable accomplishment in terms of comedy and an entertainment career. I encourage you all to check out her previous specials, as well as Elder Millennial, her new special, which came out this week on Netflix, which is why she's here to promote that. She took time out of her busy touring schedule to come in here and say hello to us. So, you're going to love her. Let's get to the episode. I'm going to stop yapping my damn jaw. Enjoy Natch Butte.
You are a natural butte. You are a Natch Butte, Natch Butte, Natch Butte, na 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 Natch Butte. Oh yeah.
Cause I just wanna be beaut. Just wanna be a natch beaut. What I'm saying is, this is a podcast. Throw all your hands up, beaut. Just wanna be beaut. Welcome to Natch Beaut, everybody. That was a special cover song to celebrate being an elder millennial, baby.
Elder!
Yes, because my guest today is a prolific stand-up comedian
Thank you.
To celebrate her fourth comedy special, Elder Millennial,
which just
dropped this week on Netflix. You can watch it right now after we're done listening to Natch Beaut, of course. She's also an author, a Dallas native such as myself.
Yes, ma'am.
A newlywed, and a very passionate and devoted dog mom. So we have a lot to talk about. Please welcome my guest, Eliza.
Hey guys.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for that rousing introduction.
I thought it would be appropriate.
You sang it like a real punk rocker, though.
Thank you. Well, pop punk runs through my veins deeply.
Horses.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's actually a good thing to bring up because one of my favorite pieces of media on the internet is you sobbing after meeting Mark Hoppus on the street. And I relate to that very much.
I was getting my hair cut, all four of them, and I was like, I'll just take Blanche out for a little walk real quick. And he was just sitting at a cafe with two people, and I saw him. And you don't want to be, as a minor celebrity, or just as a human, when someone interrupts you and you're speaking to someone, like, you want to be kind to your fans, but it's also like, what if you're not in the mood or
right.
something? I'm always in the mood.
Well, you know that Eminem song about, like, I'm feeding my daughter, so don't come and speak to me. You know, I'm always like, I don't want to interrupt people. I don't want to, like, interrupt.
I just assume all of his songs are about his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Kim, stop knocking.
Yes.
That's it. I saw him, and I'm not a big concert goer. I've been in my heyday in high school. I went to several Blink-182 concerts. They were just this huge part of my adolescence. And I saw him and I got emotional. And so I just want to share with people.
Yeah.
And as much as we tag them, like, I never got like a heart sign back from Blink-182 or anything, but I'll excuse it.
You know, they didn't, same.
Yeah.
I had a Blink-182 themed birthday party last year.
Whoa.
I turned 33, so it was Nobody Likes You When You're 33.
Oh my God.
And we all dressed like the, you know, 2000-ish.
I love that.
And my cake, I'll have to show you the photo. It's the cover of Enema of the State.
Oh, yeah.
And it says Nobody Likes You When You're 33.
Wow.
It was amazing.
That is amazing.
And they didn't give a fuck.
They didn't give a fuck.
Blink-182, can I get a retweet?
You know
what? Can I get a damn fave?
Because their social media person is probably someone who is like 21.
Yes.
Didn't grow up listening. They're like, who are these old ladies?
You're like, what's Enema of the State?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm like, you don't need an enema.
Matt Skiba's in the band now. We don't.
It's different now.
It's different.
I went as that nurse for Halloween
oh
in
my
college.
God. Janine Lindenmuir.
Yeah.
Yes.
So provocative to put a porn star on your cover.
Yes. But, what a great album, though, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, when I saw that clip, I knew we were kindred in that way.
Yeah.
But also the fact that we grew up very close to each other. The concerts that you saw, Smirnoff Ice Center, I'm imagining.
The Smirnoff.
Because I was there, too.
Do you remember when it was called Coca-Cola Starplex?
Oh, yes. Coca-Cola Starplex.
God, that's so weird.
And now it's probably like, who knows what, the Snapchat arena? Who knows?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Non-linear programming.
Yes.
Insert name here.
Exactly. But, you know, I did get my cherry tattoo in Deep Ellum in 2003.
Deep Ellum.
I'm telling you, we're kindred.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you for being here. I don't know if I said that. So Natch Beaut, we talk all about beauty, skincare, self-care, all kinds of fun things like that. If you are interested, I know you just got married and I love wedding talk, so I just wondered if we could talk a little wedding talk.
What do you want to know?
Well, I know you did a couple like untraditional fun things, which I appreciate.
Talking about the goat slaughtering?
Oh, yes. I saw photos of that.
Cool.
That looked really fun. I'm down for, you know, pagan rituals. You did a bouquet toss twist. That
yes.
I thought was interesting.
Yeah. I just threw it right at her. Because I've been talking about this on stage. I think it's barbaric. And I think it's anti-feminist. And the theme of my wedding was feminism, so no one had fun. I think there's something shitty about talking about women and inclusion, and I love my sister. Then the second you get married, it's like, all right, bitches, this bouquet is your one chance at redemption. And the idea of gathering all your single
and playing
women,
single ladies, it's just
that
like
is
insult
under
to injury.
The guise of it, like a pogrom,
yeah.
Gathering them, and then the lights come on, and they're like, oh, single ladies, you can't leave the dance floor. Welcome to Thunderdome, hookers. And so I made a speech. and I held up the flowers and I said, I don't believe this is a feminist thing to do. So in the spirit of catching shit midair, if you like to do that, please gather to the dance floor. Of course, it was still only women, but one of my best friends who's single, I was just like, you know what? And I just turned around and I just threw it at her. And there's a picture of her catching it. And all the other girls were like, oh, I thought we were playing fair. I'm like, no, my wedding, my rules.
I didn't even do a bouquet toss. For the same reason.
Yeah.
I just, it just feels so uncomfortable for me.
It's mean.
Yeah.
It's mean to do that to women that you love and to be like, these flowers, like, will give you a shot at having the happiness that I, like, so here's the thing. I have a whole bit now about all the things that I didn't do, but the floral toss I found archaic.
Yes. There's so many weird things we do. I hope you didn't do a sand pouring.
My best friend did at their lesbian wedding ceremony.
Okay, well then
so
it was
I couldn't
a,
say anything.
It was a tasteful sand pouring then.
Female comic shames lesbian choices. They did it, blue into pink, and I was like, okay, well,
yeah.
It's now you've got sand. Now it looks like you went to Cancun.
Exactly.
On spring break.
Do you remember the Texas State Fair? The yes. Sand pouring?
Sand pouring.
Oh my God,
that's
that
what
was
it looks
so
like.
Fun.
It was fun. And the turkey legs.
Yes. Fletcher's corn dogs.
I don't remember the corn dog. I mean, I don't also remember because it was fair day. You get
yes,
a ticket, you would go.
Yes.
But the point is I didn't do the sand because then what
yes.
are you going to do with that?
Apparently you can now get it made into a statue afterwards. They press it into a statue.
Can I just say, having gone through it, it's a bullshit marketing. Like it's
yes.
all just there
yes.
to make you feel like you're not doing enough as a bride.
Yes.
It's also expensive. We made a mistake. We got married Mother's Day weekend and when we picked the date so far out, no one said it. So flowers were like 8 times more expensive, and it was USC graduation,
ooh,
and we got married downtown.
Ooh, tall
so
order.
I sent out, we did a digital invite. It was a video invite.
Oh, that's
fun. Because I was
fun.
Like, I'm not wasting all this money on beautiful paper
yes.
that you're going to use as a coaster and
yes.
throw away and still text me for the address.
Right.
And I was like, we're not doing block booking.
Hey,
you're
what time is it? Hey, what time does it start?
I'm on the 101. I was like, there will be a game that day. There was a Dodger game. And I was like, find your own hotel. Because at this age,
yes,
you use the internet, Airbnb, everyone's got, I'm not block booking hotels.
No, we didn't either.
You
I didn't either.
Fingers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Figure it out. That was what it said. You got fingers, assholes. Figure it out.
How many, crafts did you do? I know you bedazzled your own sneakers.
That was it. I did. Okay. I bedazzled my own sneakers, hand glued, hand hewn.
How long did that take?
Probably a couple hours, but I did it spread out over a couple weeks. I would come
Smart.
Home off the road and
Smart.
Like, this was my bridal thing. Cause
yes.
I was not involved as much as a normal bride in her wedding. I kind of, as a gift, gave it to my mother. And the wedding planner and my poor assistant, a lot of it fell on her, but I hand glued pearls and crystals identically to each one.
Yeah.
So that probably
Very
took
impressive.
A couple hours. It was,
yeah.
My back really hurt. I'm trying to think of anything. Oh, and we hand folded all the name cards, which in the end got messed up. So that we did a, remember in school you do the,
yes.
What are they called?
What do you call those?
There's
the
a
little,
name.
They're like a, it's not
it's
origami.
A weird, no, it's so actually a very weird name because we looked it up like. Which, anyways, you guys remember, like, you'd
the
write...
The little quizzes.
Yeah, and you'd count, like, are you my best friend? And then you'd flip open.
Yes, and you read your fortune or
yeah.
whatnot. Yes.
Like little fortune tellers.
Or, like, who's your crush or whatever.
There is a weird word for it that I was, like, uncomfortable with. I can't read that. Oh, here's a text.
Oh, good.
The word
Modern
is...
Modern technology.
Cootie catchers.
What?
I know.
What? I've never heard that.
I never heard it either, but... So it was our names and then questions, and you'd flip it up. So it'd be like, what is Eliza's favorite food? Answer, whatever Smokey Husky's making.
Cute.
But we hand-folded every single one of those.
That was ambitious.
So if you didn't show up to the wedding...
You didn't get one.
You didn't get one, and you're a jerk.
Yes.
I folded that.
Did you have people not show up?
Yeah.
God.
Yep.
That's the ultimate fuck you to me. Because it's like, motherfucker, you know how much I pay for this plate?
So much?
Yeah. I had a B-list. I was texting people day of. I had a couple of people last minute, like, you know, the ringers show up late. And
we had one or two people that were like, can I bring it? And I'm like, okay. And I was very protective of it at first because the cost of it, I paid for that wedding.
Wow. Impressive.
We had a very close friend, not only RSVP for himself, but a plus one and just never showed, has still never said anything.
Oh!
And it's, I maintain.
Give me his number.
My big piece of advice is. Weddings bring out the best and worst in people's manners.
100%.
People you would never expect.
The people that let you down shock you, and the people who rise
yes.
up shock you.
That's exactly what it
yes.
is.
Yes. So, I was married 2 years ago in LA, yeah. so I hear you.
It's a thrill ride.
It really is. I'm going to just quickly mention, congratulations, by the way, on finding a man in this town. And also,
thank you.
Your husband's a chef, and that's really great. You, I mean, you know, he cooked.
Yeah. All new pants for me. That's been great.
You just recently put up an Instagram, and it was a very long, beautiful post, but just briefly, I will quote you. It said, basically, it takes a very strong and very secure man to support a strong woman.
Yeah.
And I feel the same. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
Being told you're a lot or whatever for many, many years, your whole
too strong.
Adolescence.
I get too strong
too
a lot.
Too strong.
Yeah.
And I just love the celebration of people being happy and sharing that. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank
and if you feel to elaborate a little bit on that for everybody.
It was our 2-year anniversary. We'd been dating for 2 years. Mm-hmm. We've only been married for a couple months. But, you know, I never let that deter me. Maybe my parents did something right. Like, I never thought I was wrong for thinking I was just as good or as smart or as funny as the guys around me.
I love that.
It just never occurred to me. I was like,
great.
No, you're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
I can do this better.
Yes. You don't want this? Keep walking, baby.
I've definitely been humbled a few times by both men and women, but, like, such is life.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, I get all this shit. People like, when's he going to stop coming to your shows? Or I remember I had an ex-boyfriend who carried my dog. The dog is heavy. She's got a big butt. And one comic called him a name, which I shan't repeat, and made fun of him. Like, you know, pansy Karen and her dog.
Well, that person's unhappy with themselves.
They're actually also dead now.
Oh, R.I.P.
But I, not the boyfriend of the comic, but I gravitate toward men who are okay with me being me, and I don't seek to suppress them. I think there's this weird, again, archaic idea that if you let a woman be herself, somehow your balls are in a jar somewhere. And it's not, he's like, I like stand-up, I like coming. Some nights he doesn't come to the shows, but he's always there to read a script, he's always there to lend advice and listen. He's much more centered than I am. And dude, smokes whole animals and cuts meat with his hands all day, like... He's not a baby.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's an unevolved point of view to have.
You know, y'all remind me of Offset and Cardi B in that way. You know, he loves a strong woman who earns her money. You know, I read that in Rolling Stone.
So yeah, that was
beautiful.
A very well curated quote, I'm sure. I get a lot of Cardi B comparisons.
Yes.
She and I have a very similar background.
Yes.
We have a love for rap.
Yes.
And peacock tattoos.
Yes.
Thigh-length peacock tattoos.
You know, it's a large piece. I wonder if she got it in Deep Ellum.
It's a big piece.
The same place I got mine.
I wonder. I would do it just to cover up. I just cover up like that. Like, because as a white woman, we're so shamed for, like, that part of our thigh.
Right.
And I wonder if that camouflages anything we might be insecure about. Be like, I just put a bird there.
You know what? A long, beautiful bird tail with colors and whatnot. I'm not mad at the idea.
Say something about my body now.
Yeah. Yeah. Caw-caw, bitch!
It's actually...
Oh, they go, help!
Yeah.
Help!
Fuck me! That's what they're saying with their... It's boys, but with their feathers. It's all in the special.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay, so let's talk a little beauty and skincare.
Yeah, I brought it all.
You're always...
For your request.
You're always on the road.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine having to schlep your shit everywhere. You probably acquired a good little bag of, these are the things I absolutely need. They work for me.
Yeah. I have, it's a luxury, but I have two bags.
Yes.
I have one at home, and they're identical. I have one that stays
that's
in my suitcase.
So smart.
You know. And
what a life hack.
Yeah, that's my life hack, is I've got one of each.
Mm-hmm.
Same products in each.
That's so smart. Why? I feel like every time I go somewhere, I'm like, I gotta get my little baby bottle of shampoo.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
that's
and you,
so
it's
smart.
Sometimes you gotta refill it, but with the amount of travel, it's just like one less thing to think about.
Right.
So I brought my... travel one. It's not as full as the regular one because you don't need everything, and I've been going through like a less makeup phase, but on stage it does help to do a little bit more, especially when your skin is translucent, as my vampirian skin is.
In your special Confirmed Kills, which is hilarious, by the way.
Thank you.
I was so impressed with it. I'm a huge Shark Tank fan, so I really loved the Shark Tank bit. We might talk about that later.
Yeah.
Were you wearing a white under eyeliner in it?
Yes, ma'am.
Girl, that pops on my TV. You look great.
You gotta make it pop.
You gotta make those eyes pop.
For those of you wondering, lining the waterline, not the eye, like the waterline extends the eyeball, makes your eyes look bigger. A lot of girls do a lot of liner, but unless you have very light eyes, it doesn't make your eyes pop. It makes your eyes look beady.
Yes.
I never line all the way in on the bottom. I'm not even an eyeliner fan. I won't even go all the way in on the top.
Yeah.
Just not a fan. Not a fan of a wingtip. Nothing like that.
Well, the white looked great.
Thank you.
Are those your real eyelashes?
They are.
They're so long.
They are. I mean,
you look like a fairy.
I do have long eyelashes. And I feel, as a girl, you know, we so seldom get a compliment to say thanks, but
right.
Thank you. They
look
real.
Beautiful. Well,
thank you.
It might have been rude to ask if they're real, but I would have assumed they weren't because they're so long.
Right. I get that with my boobs a lot.
Yeah.
And they are real.
Yeah.
And then it hit me the other day. It's only rude if they're fake.
Right.
But then a confident girl would be like, yeah, they're fake, and I paid for it, whatever.
Right, you want to say them? I used to have girls show me in Texas, like in my sorority and stuff. Yeah,
I don't want. My nose, I bought, but that's cool.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
But everything else is real.
I love your nose. Is it real? I ask people that.
Depends,
my friends.
If it's a fellow Jew who asks, I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
Everyone else, I'm like, yeah, I'm just like you. No, it's fake.
Did you get it in Dallas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was 18, which
was
nobody...
Was it a graduation present?
No, it was just a conversation. It was my mom who brought it up. She's like, do you want to get that fixed? And I was like, yeah, I guess it is pretty ugly. I mean, I had like boyfriends and stuff. Like, I wasn't deemed to live in a cave. It wasn't great. But, you know, if you lived in New York, it would be a thing where like everyone got them. But in Dallas, like it wasn't a thing. And so I just told everyone something fell on my face. And like, it took my best friend years. She was like, did you lie to me about that? I'm like, yes, I fucking, what falls on your face and your nose comes out perfect later?
Right.
But it's
cool
now.
That's interesting because I went to University of Texas and a bunch of my sorority sisters had nose jobs and got them. And a lot of them got boob jobs for their graduation present from their dads.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, wow.
You know what? Everyone's on their own journey.
Everyone's on their own path. I guess someone had to pay for it. Like, you can't afford a boob job.
You're 18 years old. Yeah.
Look. If it makes you feel better about yourself, then do it.
Right.
Whatever. You're not hurting anyone. Fill your whole face. Who
cares? You're not hurting anybody.
Look like a tiger. You're not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
But
I think it's just social media, and it's seeing our faces so much more and more close up than ever is why everyone's so obsessed with fixing things that they probably wouldn't have fixed before.
The expectation. Well, especially now. We're all supposed to be this, like, perfect, like, big lips, tiny waist. Like, we're all supposed to be this weird, out-of-whack ratio of proportions. And I do think it is damaging the psyche of our youth. Okay, moving on.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's in that bag, Eliza?
Tell us
what's in that bag, baby.
What's in that bag? What order do you want to go in? It's your show.
I mean, why don't you just start pulling shit out? Let's see what you got.
Can we do it in an order?
Yeah, okay. Start with...
skincare?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I love an organized person.
I
like structure in life. I appreciate that.
I find it where I can.
Yes. That's very smart.
And it's your podcast. For starters, and this is new. I always do sunscreen.
Is that a Shiseido?
Yeah.
I recognize the bottle.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shiseido makes... and this is a friend recommended it to me a couple weeks ago because it dries clear.
Mm-hmm.
Neutrogena, a lot of those dry white, so it looks like you have zinc.
Yes.
I have melasma.
Same.
On my upper lip.
Yeah. I'm getting like a beard situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't mind that it was white sunscreen because it helps kind of like offset that effect, but I just prefer makeup. But this dries clear and it's 50 plus.
Yes.
I think I heard once you get above 50, it's kind of all folklore and bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the sunscreen.
Okay, excellent. And that's every day. You love sunscreen.
Every day you got to do your sunscreen. Where's my face wash? Here's the trick. Because people are always like, you've got great skin. What do you do?
Yeah.
I don't do much. I had for a long time cystic acne.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's on your jawline, it means it's hormonal.
Mm-hmm.
And I did everything I could. I was hosting a show, and you can't see because we don't have a lot of makeup, but I don't think putting on camera makeup every day helped either. I started taking birth control specifically to fix the cystic acne, and it did.
Yes.
So I don't get any zits or anything, like once in a while if you've had like a night out.
Right.
So I don't do anything for that, but I wash my face with Cetaphil,
mm-hmm.
like just regular Cetaphil, and I put Cetaphil lotion on it. Or CeraVe, it's basically the same thing. To take off my makeup, it's just baby oil.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to
like
that.
Like a cotton swab situation?
Yeah. Okay. Or just put on your fingers and you just rub gently.
Well, you know, oil cleansing is very in right now.
And I don't swish with it, though. No oil pulling.
Okay.
I'm
yes.
Just putting that out there.
Oh, God, no.
But that's it. It's not elaborate like things.
Yeah.
But then I got this in a gift bag from some show I did, Filogra. It's from Paris. Some laboratory. It's Sleep Recover. It's an anti-fatigue balm.
Oh, baby.
I put it on my neck.
Yeah.
And I pat a little bit on my face. And I just do it. It's important to take care of your neck
skin.
Yes,
we're huge on the neck here at Attribute. Yeah. We say cream your neck. You'll hear it later in the outro.
I just love huge on the neck.
Oh, yeah. We're huge on the neck.
It sounds like a basketball. You gotta get huge on the neck.
Get huge on the neck.
Drain that three. So that's the bottom of the face.
Okay. And in that anti-fatigue, is that in the morning?
You know what? It never occurred to me to do it in the morning. I guess I do it at night.
Yeah.
The morning is sunscreen. Oh, and I brought these because I get asked about these a lot on social media. They're,
honey.
Peter Thomas Roth, they're gold.
Yes.
What's funny about women is I'll put them on under eye patch. Just, I call it ancient snail. I look like my face gets kind of swollen if I eat very late at night, which I often do. So I look like an ancient snail and my hair kind of sticks up like an antenna. But I'll put on the gold patches and I'll just talk. And the amount of women who will write to me, what are those things under your eyes? I need them. Yeah. And I'm like, you don't even know if they work.
Right.
But as women, we just see a product. We're like, I need it.
Well, that's what Nastry is all about. It's just so interesting to me what people use and why, you know?
I don't do them every day. I do it if I have something on camera or a photo thing we have to do. So
And they make a difference.
I think they do. I think these do.
Yeah.
It also, my tip is store things under eye patches in the refrigerator.
Yes.
So
keep those motherfuckers ice cold.
Don't put cold spoons. You don't want to break the blood vessel. So I'm just putting that out there.
I've seen crazy videos on YouTube and stuff. People like it's like two dildos made of ice and they're slapping them all over their face. I'm like, I don't think that's helping, honey.
Definitely not ice.
That's helping at all.
No. And they already have like a full face of makeup.
Right.
It's definitely not helping. Don't put ice on your face. That's that. And I use a lot of Korean beauty masks.
Mm-hmm.
Fans give me a lot. So I just put them on my face.
Yeah.
Okay. So that takes care of the base. And then
I think eye patches are a power move, honestly.
I come out, I'll do interviews, and I'll just be talking in them, and I forget they're there, and I'm like, what? Or I don't wear them, and you tell me how tired I look?
Yeah.
Like, what's the alternative?
I just feel like the more patches you can slap on, the more powerful you are in Hollywood. I mean, I heard Ben Stiller like has these specific ones he only will wear, and you have to get them ready for him before he gets on the makeup chair. And I'm like, I need to know what they are.
I want to feel like that.
Yeah, I want that. I want to be that powerful in Hollywood. My eye patches are waiting for me.
But they are there. If you ask hair and makeup, they're always there. And the worst is, like, I think I look good. And I sit down, they're like, hun, did you want under eye patches?
Yeah, I think we need to double up today.
I know.
Yeah.
Woof.
Mm-hmm.
Calling a sub.
Yeah.
I think I had extra. I guess I don't. I thought, because I put a bunch of stuff in my bag.
Is that normally the purse you carry that large of a bag?
This is my bag. I bought this. It's good for laptops and things like that. And it came with its own extra thing.
Cute. I ask only because on Confirmed Kills, your last Netflix special, you do a whole bit about having a giant purse and you can't find your lip liner. And so I was wondering if that was true to life, if that could perhaps be your giant bag that you bring with you to the club.
I only speak from experience. Oh, not to the club. Yes. I'm not a monster. I bring a clutch.
Okay, perfect.
Which I've also extensively talked about. This is good just for sunglasses. I had a lot of stuff today with the dog and running around.
Yes.
And this makeup.
I did ask if you could bring some costumes for your dog. Because,
you did.
You know, I'm a monster. So.
it would be, and all the, I don't normally bring a makeup bag with me, so I wanted to be prepared.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So we've established the under part.
Yes.
And then, so for the actual makeup. Okay.
I'm very curious what that pink kind of spray item is.
This is my perfume.
Honey!
I just thought, you're so funny.
I love that!
It's Pink Sugar.
What a cute name.
It's Pink Sugar by a brand called Aqualina.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can get it at like Ulta. You can't get it at Sephora anymore, which is horse crap.
Yeah. You're a Sephora hora?
You know what? I do have a member ID.
Yeah. VIB, baby?
There's V is buyer?
Very important beauty.
Oh, it's not buyer?
It probably is buyer. I don't know. How do I not know that? They're going to take this podcast from me.
They're going to take your VIB card.
They are going to take the VIB Rouge. I didn't make Rouge this year. It's fine. I'm happy I didn't.
Oh, I didn't even know there were echelons.
Okay, VIB Rouge, I think you have to spend $1,000 to get VIB Rouge.
I definitely spent $1,000.
Well, you got to get VIB Rouge. You get free two-day shipping.
Emily,
get on that, please.
Oh, shipping. Got it. I'm more of an in-store purchaser.
No, I'm just saying you get with VIB Rouge free two-day shipping. You get better perks, these things.
Okay, fair enough. One of my friends is like an insider and she goes to like events and I'm like, I have a job.
Yeah.
This is Pink Sugar. I wear it. I've been wearing it for years. This bottle actually went bad, which is why the perfume is yellow, but I still wear it.
Interesting. That's your signature scent.
Can I smell it?
Yeah. I love that.
It's like a stripper.
I love it.
An educated stripper.
It reminds me of like a floral body splash moment from like the Townie Small.
Yes.
I don't know if you know the Townies Mall.
I get the reference.
Yeah.
And I also,
what was your mall of choice in Dallas?
Well, there were two.
Yeah, North Park.
Well, that was too far for me.
Okay.
It was there. The trashy one we would go to for fun was Valley View.
Okay, yeah, I know Valley View.
That's the kind of sad mall that like still exists but has like a movie theater and like a random art store.
Yep.
With like shitty paintings and that's it.
Yep.
But I guess it was the Galleria.
Oh, because
I worked
the
there.
You did?
I worked at the Body Shop.
Honey!
And we stole everything.
Oh, I love that. You know what? Yeah, they don't pay enough. Minimum wage isn't high enough.
Yeah, I
mean,
high school.
You want to take a couple perks? Take a couple perks, okay? They had a Judy's in the Galleria, and the only reason I knew Judy's was because Amber on Clueless goes, like, I would ever buy something from Judy's.
What's Judy's?
It's this store, and it was like, I had never heard of it, but she referenced it in Clueless, and we had one in...
You don't know what they sold?
It was like a Contempo Casuals.
Oh.
It was like a kind of like a 90s cute girly Gadzooks-y kind of moment.
Gadzooks!
You know Gadzooks?
Of course!
My husband, who's from California, is like, what the hell is Gadzooks? Because my cherry bikini that I still wear to this day that I bought when I was 17 at Gadzooks Mall, or Gadzooks in the Townies Mall.
Yeah, that. Gadzooks. Where are you from specifically?
I'm from Garland.
Okay. So it's a little bit...
The wrong side of the tracks from where you're from.
If you're from Dallas proper, then all the other towns... It's kind of like being from L.A. You're like, where's Gardena? Like,
yes,
it's
exactly.
Just far.
Yes. But I'm in Dallas County. Garland is...
Is that what they told you?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
That's such a Dallas reaction.
I count it, okay? We have a Walmart and a Taco Cabana, okay?
Bless your heart. Ooh, Taco Cabana. Yeah. Tasty reference.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I miss it. Those late night taco C runs... I'm not mad at it.
Remember Taco Bueno?
Yeah, I just ate there when I was in Dallas recently.
Do you remember Party Chicken Tacos?
I remember the Taco Bueno hand.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Remember him?
I remember that. Taco Bell had the dog. Taco Bueno had the hand. Some ad guy was like, all right, it's my hand.
Yes.
Okay, so then...
Although I think it was pretty brilliant. Remember when he would drink the soda out of the machine? It would all come out of the back of the hand.
It was so simple. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
So many restaurants. Dallas, Texas has more restaurants per capita than any of the cities.
Yes, and it's the flagship of Dave & Buster's, Chili's. My dad was in the restaurant business, so that's why I know all these
that's very
random facts. Yes.
My dad is a nitpicker, and I have a very vivid memory recently of him visiting me in California and being like, you see, Chili's, it doesn't say grill anymore because they're not grill. My dad's from New York. They're not grilling. It's frozen, so you notice it doesn't say Chili's grill.
Yeah, they don't want to lie.
It just says Chili's.
Yeah.
And I was like, fascinating. I'll take this info. I'll spread it to the masses.
Yeah, we should tweet that out.
At Chili's.
At Chili's. Hey, where's the grill at?
Show us your grill.
I want my baby back, bitch.
Oh, that song.
Are your parents still in Texas?
My dad lives in Texas. Yeah. My husband's actually flying there today for business.
Oh, cute.
So, bye-bye.
Gonna be hot. Okay, keep taking that bag.
Okay, okay.
Damn it.
All right.
What else is in there?
For hair, I have Tom Petty baby hair.
Yeah.
And when I was on tour recently, and I was like, I need to do something. And I found Aveda makes this damage remedy intensive restructuring treatment that you kind of put on, and it's a quick mask, so you can do it while you're in the shower. I really enjoy that. And then Olaplex is a must-have for anyone that gets their hair
colored.
Is
that step three?
This is, number three. Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what step one and two are.
Somebody just told me that you can buy the big old tub of the, because those are not cheap, what you have in your hand.
No.
And it's very tiny.
It's very small.
That looks like a sample, but it's not. It's like $40 or something ridiculous. And she was telling me that you can buy the number two in a big tub and just dilute it, and it's the same as number three. I don't know. Google it before you put on your hair and all your hair falls out and you tweet at me. All I'm saying
is... You're still not liable.
Okay, perfect. Great. In that case, do whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. I'm going to have to ask my... I was just getting my hair colored. I added some stripes.
It looks really healthy. It doesn't look Tom Petty-ish to me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
To me, it always looks like Tom Petty hair.
I love the reference, though.
I mean, it's just... it's just so stringy. Okay. And then sometimes when, like, day three of not washing my hair, I'll put oil on the tip.
Yep.
Argan oil.
I've been doing that. And does it drink it up? Like, you wake up and you're like, oh, where was that oil?
Yeah.
That's what mine does.
Yeah, I have really dry skin, hair, sense of humor. Not true. That's not true at all.
Pussy.
No comment. Here is my vaginal wash. No,
okay,
this
great.
Is I don't do a lot of base or anything like that, but first the screen, and then sometimes I'll dab it on. This is Touche Eclat from Yves Saint Laurent.
Yes.
It has the primer in it already.
Oh.
And my makeup artist put this on me. I sound like an asshole saying that, but he did.
No.
For a press tour we were on, and it stayed from like 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., it didn't move, and I was like, that's my thing now.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes I use a little bit because my nose gets red just under there, full face, but it's great.
Yeah.
It doesn't move, and it doesn't have to be too much. You can do it in layers.
Because you need functional products that take up less space in your bag,
yeah,
but will perform for you.
I don't have to bring a primer.
Right.
That being said, here's my primer.
Yeah.
That I put on my lids. It's Smashbox. I can't find it, so forget that.
I'm telling you, eyelid primer, when I first heard it, I was like, that's just another thing they're trying to market as. We don't need that shit, but it makes such a difference.
It makes shitty eyeshadow hold.
Yes!
And it doesn't, and it helps it not crease. Speaking of not shitty eyeshadows, what a ringing endorsement. Huda Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
A friend gave me this as a gift, and of course I dropped it, so some of it smashed. I never use the word luxe, but it is like the cashmere of eyeshadows. She makes a beautiful eyeshadow, as does Becca.
Yes.
Makes a great palette. I am not a colorful makeup wearer, so I do a lot of browns.
Yes.
And a lot of peaches. So that's my brown one.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that one.
This one, the brown
one? That
little
one? Becca, little Becca mini palette.
It's, you know, they have other ones, and they're at the checkout of Sephora. Like,
yes.
All different kinds.
That's a great tip for everybody. The little mini section.
Yes.
Because you don't need a giant highlighter. I've never used a highlighter all the way until it's gone. Get
Speaking
those little
of,
Becca baby ones right by the register. Oh, look at
so
this.
So this is so janky.
Yeah, it's been through some shit. That's seen some shit.
It's been through a war. This is What's Up by Benefit.
Uh-huh, that's what I was going to
A company
guess.
That since its inception I have supported,
mm-hmm.
despite them ignoring my letters about how to better their products. This What's Up is a highlighter. As you can see, there's still plenty left.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it forever. The lid doesn't fit on anymore
mm-hmm.
because if we're making it nowadays, it's going to break.
Right.
And I never use the little squishy tip, but I just put this.
Yeah, just do a little dab.
I want people to know that highlighter, while it looks great, the market is bullshit. You can use any highlighter. And that being said,
You can use eyeshadow.
Yes. I have Rihanna's Fenty.
Yes.
And this is the Gold Digger. Oh, sorry, Trophy Wife.
Yes.
And while I love it and I get compliments, like, you can use almost anything. What's Up is a creamier one. You don't need an expensive one.
Yeah.
You don't have to get the nice ones. It all does the same thing.
Yeah.
Don't let the Kardashians tell you anything different.
You know what's funny is you reference Wet and Wild in your special. I'm sorry I keep talking about your previous special.
Sorry.
It's because I haven't seen it yet, and I can't wait to watch it as soon as we're done talking.
These are all good things for me.
Because it's out. You mentioned Wet and Wild. Wet and Wild makes great highlighters.
They do.
Did you know that their game has been very upped in the last few years? I mean, Wet n Wild is just as good as any of the other drugstore prices now.
It'll match your prices, and it's for a swipe on your cheek.
I'm telling you. I mean, look at that.
Husband,
it works great.
The other day, I had on bronzer,
mm-hmm.
and he, in a very boy way, was like, what's that red swipe on your cheek? I was like, it's my tribal markings.
I love the husband input.
That was the only thing I think he's ever said about my makeup. This is my new obsession, Kevin Aucoin.
Oh, yes. I think I have one of those.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I have it in purple, too, because in the winter, I get very, very pale, and purple looks good on pale skin. But this is a good one that goes, it's a bronzer, a highlighter, and a blush, all
beautiful
ombre.
And it's
one.
Gradient, so you can kind of pick a moment for yourself, whatever you're feeling.
Pick that moment.
Pick that moment for yourself.
Make it special. Did you guys have Things Remembered? Remember that?
Yes. There was one of those in Town East. Yeah.
That's one of the malls I think I remember hearing about on the radio.
Yeah, it was in Mesquite.
Yes.
I don't know if you were, yeah.
But I was aware.
Because Garland doesn't have a mall.
Oh.
So we'd have to go to Mesquite.
That was the place to go. Only recently in my travels have I stopped going to malls as a destination.
I love malls.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Tasty.
I love a Wetzel's moment.
I just like to smell it.
Yes.
Because it never tastes as good as it smells.
Yes.
I'm in airports a lot, and there's a lot of those in Antioms.
Yes.
That's my other Becca palette. Okay. It's an old standby, an old chestnut, the Benetint Posy Tint
mm-hmm.
from Benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the kind of girl that likes to do a little bit of cheek color, and that's it.
Yeah.
So this stays.
Very un-Texas of you.
I know.
Because I'm a rouger, honey. I rouge.
You just get it going.
Yes.
I think it has to do with the fact that I'm Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Texan, but also with like New York
yes.
Jewish parents.
Love it.
Have the look, but not the heart,
mm-hmm.
I guess, or not the exterior.
Yeah, like you don't sound like you're from Dallas, which is a compliment.
No, and hearing you talk, I'm a chameleon, like I'm kind of matching it.
Yes.
But I have a non-regional accent.
Which is smart. When I first moved here, I got teased mercilessly and I worked on it.
That's not very liberal of them.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly.
What is that about?
But I worked at a production company, like I was interning and I'd answer the phone and they'd be like, where'd you get that from? You know, where's she from? Kind of thing. I was
different.
Fresh off the bus, kind of thing.
Definitely fresh off that Greyhound bus.
I was fresh off that bus.
The Dallas accent, which we'll call it. it's not like this. Yes. Like, we're not from Mississippi.
Yes.
But it is, it's like a valley girl met a sorority girl.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little bit longer.
Yes, and it's very passive aggressive.
Bless
your
and
judgmental.
Heart.
Yes, mm. We pray for her.
Okay.
We pray for her bad tit job that her dad bought her. Mm-hmm. We pray for her. Mm-hmm.
We pray for her.
Again, we pray for her.
As a Jew, I'm like, yes. We did do that. Hilarious.
Oh, we did.
We pray for her.
Yes.
That being said, I do remember in middle school, Texas, it was like Christian athletes. It was like a club.
Yes, yes.
And I went because I wanted to be included, but then I was like, Jesus doesn't give a shit if you make the basket.
He's not watching the track meet, honey. He's busy.
Not a JV track meet.
Yeah, that's true.
That would have been mine.
I was not an athlete either, believe it or not.
Really? You're so tall.
Yeah, but that's it.
We could have used you.
But that's it. There's no hand-eye coordination after that height. That's it.
I was an athlete, and what I lacked in athletic ability, I made up 100% for it with superfluous aggression.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
I appreciate that.
An argumentative nature.
Yep. We all need a hype man, you know?
That was me. I was team captain a lot because of that.
Yeah. Okay, I see a Hoola Bronzer coming out. You do love Benefit.
And it's a little travel one.
Yes.
And I just do it for a teeny bit of contouring, a little bit of neck. I'm not a big contourer, but I do enjoy it. So a little bronzer.
You know they have one named after Dallas.
Yes.
But it's very weird
it's
color
It's not the
for
right
me.
Colors.
Yes.
For me.
Yes, same.
You're right. NARS, of course, we all know.
Orgasm.
It is an orgasm. Oh. I find it too glittery, mm-hmm. and I do have it. I also have super orgasm.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Well, if you can't have it, buy it.
Yeah.
And, no, I'm just kidding.
Because makeup is sexy.
This is Gilda.
Ooh.
Which is a dorky name, but it's kind of like an orangish peach.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that for my cheeks and eyes.
Yep.
So, two in one.
Love it.
And this is my big secret. Not really a secret, but
can't wait.
There's a company called The Balm, B-A-L-M.
Uh-huh, I know, yeah.
So they make a cover-up called Time Balm. And it's just a little pot. It again, one of those products, like the lid cracks off. But I'm constantly putting it under my nose and under my eyes. It matches my skin. They've got a billion different colors.
And you don't even have a top on that.
I don't even have a top because you don't need it. It's
right.
Like putting clay on your face.
Yeah.
And it matches perfectly. And I carry it. And I've been using it for like a decade.
Wow.
It's great. And my shade is a light medium.
And you can get that at drugstores, I'm pretty sure, right? That's the price point?
I think sometimes you can. What I don't agree with is it says for daytime, nighttime, and bedtime. And it's like, you should be allowed to take your shirt off. You don't have to wake up looking
Who close. Are we, Mrs. Maisel?
and then I found recently, because they sent it to me.
Is that Cover FX?
Yes, it is. Look at
this
you.
This is so fun. This is like a game show.
You're so good at this. I didn't even know the name of it.
I love that brand.
This is a good setting spray.
I love it.
Again, if you are a performer, and I sweat when I'm on stage, I'm moving around a lot.
Yeah.
And this just sets it, because I meet people right after.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to ever be like, oh my God, she looks so
cute.
She's
melting.
In person, mm-hmm. what a bog troll.
Because performers sweat.
I sweat a lot. I move around a lot.
It's natural, yeah.
My assistant was the one, because I don't, this is going to sound bratty, like I'm not, although I have a podcast, I'm not a big listener, nor am I a big consumer of cool things. And she watches and knows everything. She was the one that's like, you're going to love this. Because I do get, a lot of people say, come on my podcast. You're right.
Right.
And it was the content of yours. She was like, it's beauty products. I was like, I'm in.
Yes, I'm
and
so.
And she spoke so highly of you.
Emily, thank you. And also Eliza, thank you. I understand. Especially right now, you're promoting everything. And you're also touring right now. And you have dates all over town. So I'm very appreciative that you made time to come here.
I was happy to get to come and not have to talk about feminism the whole time.
Yes.
Show my makeup.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know I should have brought, I'm not a big lipstick person.
Interesting.
In my specials, if I have it on, it's because my makeup artist was like, you should wear a
just
color.
Just a little color, yeah.
A little lip. Give yourself a lip.
Give a little pop of color.
It's always an afterthought for me. I think Bite makes a great lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the last thing I do, and I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And this is my favorite
I think that's
one.
Beautiful freedom.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those girls that's obsessively putting on lip balm all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I have dry lips, but I prefer to chew on that lip skin.
Yeah. I also feel lip balm makes it worse.
It does.
Yeah.
It gets your lips hooked.
Yes.
And then they're dehydrated. But we're constantly like, oh, lip gloss, lip balm. I'm like, why? So your hair can get caught in it and your food tastes like vanilla?
It's such an issue, especially, again, growing up in the early 2000s. The lip gloss hair issue was never addressed. And it was quite an issue.
I'll go a step further and call it a pandemic.
It was a pandemic. But I feel it never got the press it needed.
Yeah.
Is there a way to create a gloss look, but it doesn't stick to your damn hair?
Is there a way to create a gloss look where it's actually glossy and things gloss over it?
Yes.
Senator Feinstein.
I believe Shark Tank might need a call for that.
Hey, sharks.
We could go and be back to back.
We solved a problem no one actually cares about.
Yeah.
And this is my last thing for makeup is L'Oreal makes this thing called Double Extend, and it's Beauty Tubes mascara.
Ooh.
So it's not, because my eyelashes are so long,
yeah.
I don't put mascara on the bottom lashes because it gets on my face. And this doesn't smudge because it comes off in pieces.
It tubes.
Mm-hmm. So you do the white as the primer, and then it builds on itself, so they make them even longer. So even you notice from across the room.
Yeah.
And the best part is, if you ever get your eyes wet or you're crying or whatever, comes off in little pieces, doesn't smudge. That's my shout out. And it's fucking $12.
Yeah, you can get that anywhere.
But it's never on sale, and that kills me. Sometimes it's on sale.
Well, they need to send you some.
L'Oreal, I've been using your beauty tubes. I've been spending $12 every couple weeks for at least a decade. It's time to pony up.
Come on.
Jesus. I thought I had more things.
I mean, that's a really good amount of stuff.
I just want to be prepared.
When you go, let's say you do the show, you perform, you meet and greet, you go back to the hotel room. What do you do? How do you get that make? Oh, wait, you do the baby oil.
Baby oil? Warm washcloth baby oil.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll do a sheet mask just to like chill.
Yep.
And then I put on like maybe an eye cream, Murad.
Yep.
They make a nice one.
Yep.
I'm always getting new ones, so I'm always just trying new ones. I don't really believe in sticking with the majority of products.
Yes. Unless it's some of these holy grails that you like.
Some of those makeups.
But I also appreciate that you've kept like older, like the top is missing. You're like, you know what? I'm using this till it's done, honey.
It's good.
Yeah.
And also, I don't want to schlep down to a Sephora, wait in that line,
right.
Wait for it to be delivered.
The line.
Because they want you to look at all the little things.
They trot you through that labyrinth
of
smaller. I'm telling you, I usually end up at the Americana Sephora in Glendale.
It's a good mall.
It's packed. At all hours of the day, it is packed in there.
You got to go on like a Monday at 10 a.m.
I might try that, and I guarantee it's going to be packed.
You got to keep comic hours.
Yes.
And I think Emily told me you've talked about this, Riley Rose.
Have you been?
I went
today
the second
when
I heard.
You were in Glendale at Marc Maron's house.
Yeah, I took Marc Maron. He was like, I love young girl products.
I would love to go with Marc Maron too.
He would be even more miserable than he appears in general. I went and the price, I have to be honest, like it is for younger girls.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm not putting that shit on my face.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? The price point made me feel weird, but.
Yeah, I say it's like Sephora's younger cousin.
Yeah. But. Super fun.
And cute.
And I bought some hair oil there.
Yeah. They got cute stuff.
Korean face masks are Korean face masks, no matter how you slice them. So I got some of those.
I'm not mad at the idea to take Marc Maron there. I might tweet that at him. I have a question for you. You stay in a lot of hotels. Do you ever use the hotel shampoos and conditioners? Because to me, they're garbage.
Yes, they are. But on occasion, you'll get like a Malin and Getz kind of one.
Mm-hmm.
Is that even how you say it?
That's how you say it.
Definitely Getz.
That's how you say it.
That is fine. I don't like to bring my... If I have had my hair colored recently, I'll bring my purple shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to bring the Olaplex or a special conditioner just because. If I know... It depends on where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
If I know I'm going to a small town for a small reason, then I bring my own.
Yeah.
I'm not using a Holiday Inn shampoo.
Yeah.
This is bragging. I tend to stay... In a decent enough hotel.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Also,
you own that.
I don't wash my hair a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm there to play a theater, so I can wait till I land the next morning.
Yes.
Plus, the good thing is nobody can tell that your hair is... It's better if your hair is dirty, as we all know.
Yes,
but from stage, nobody can tell that your hair is dirty. And I didn't bring it. I use a lot of dry shampoo.
I was about to ask.
A lot.
Do you have one you like? It's a journey.
It is a journey. What do I have right now? I'm looking at it. Batiste.
Yep.
That's one.
I'm so impressed that you're such a drugstore gal.
You know, I love a CVS.
Yeah. I guess from touring, right? You're like, I'm on the road. I got to be able to grab something. That's what Cameron Esposito said when she was on. She was like, I'm on the road. I need products that I can rely on that I can get in any city in America.
You got to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing the road for over a decade.
Yeah.
So some of these things are tried and true. Some I order. I've had them shipped to the hotel. I needed baby oil one time. We were in like Oxnard and I needed it, and we were already at the Improv, and there was a Whole Foods. So I ran in there, and for $8, yeah. I hated that I did
organic,
this.
Organic, cold-pressed baby oil.
It was a Burt's Bees.
Yeah.
But it smelled amazing, and, like, I'll be a customer for life
now. Oh, yeah.
I did enjoy it. But usually it's Johnson & Johnson. People will tell you what clogs your pores. You don't really have pores around your eyes. Like, you have skin, but it's no one gets zits around there.
Yeah.
My mother did it, so that's why I do it.
Yeah.
Baby oil.
My mom would always use Noxzema.
Oh,
do you remember Noxzema?
Sure.
Does that exist anymore?
Yeah. Like a Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
No, I think that exists, but like lower shelf item.
Yeah. I mean, it was by her sink. And those, we call it the Buff Puff.
Buff Puff.
It was like a little Buffy sponge like that. And and she'd rub it as a little abrasive. I don't know.
For exfoliating?
Yeah, but she would Buff Puff the Noxzema.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
My mom would melt her own wax for waxing.
Whoa.
And I never, she's my mom, so it's not like weird to see her naked, but
right.
I don't remember her open vagina, but what I do remember is her taking the wax, putting it in the microwave,
yeah.
heating it up, mm-hmm. bringing it back, and the cloth strips and waxing her bikini line.
Wow.
She ran a chain of beauty schools when she was like
wow.
in her 20s. So my mom, my whole life, cut my hair.
Yeah.
Cut my brother's hair, would tell the stylist exactly how to do my, I've been getting my hair highlighted since I was like 14, would always insist like it's fine highlights, no chunk. Right. She'd always be there.
That
so.
Skunk, the skunk chunk was
so
very
trashy.
Prevalent in our time period.
And that was never happening for me.
Yeah.
But so she's always known, she's always kept her nails perfectly manicured, toes, she's got great feet. I am just like walking around grabbing what I can. I love being barefoot, so I have like jungle feet, but she had like a knowledge of all these things.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So she knows a lot about like hair.
I bet she's so pretty.
My mom is really
you
pretty.
You need to send me a pic.
On my wedding day, I saw her come out. Not yeah. a competition thing,
yeah.
but like when it's your wedding, you're done up a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks so beautiful. And I was like, I don't feel as pretty as my like whatever 60 something mother looks.
Like, can you go make my mom's eye makeup bad? Can
she
you
did
go smear it for
her
me.
Her eyes are just bigger than mine, and her skin is more olive than mine.
Well, I'm looking up those photos now.
I'll
I'm gonna
to
have
you.
Emily text me some. I need to see that. I love that.
She did a good job.
So I've been seeing all the artwork for your Elder Millennial special.
Yeah.
And I'm just, it makes my heart sing. There's a juicy sweatsuit, there's bedazzled flip phones, there's Uggs.
Oh, yeah, it's all.
Do you have like a mid-2000 trend that you like and that you're excited to see come back? Because I don't know if you're aware, but they're all coming back.
I know.
I've been seeing dangly belly button rings so much lately. You say through the belly button rings?
Yeah, I wore one for the promo. I'll give
mm-hmm.
a couple pictures.
Yeah.
I've actually never had my belly button pierced, but I have a freckle right above it that
yeah.
looks like I have.
Yeah.
But there's no, I never had that.
Yeah, I have the battle wound.
Right there, it's
the
so
hole.
Weird. Oh, you have it, so you
yeah.
got it.
Oh, honey, I got it.
Oh, yeah.
I got it on my 18th birthday because my parents would not let me do it, so I had to wait till I was 18.
They're like, you're still living under our roof.
And I hid it until I was pumping gas and my shirt blew up and my mom goes, I cannot believe you did that to your body.
Oh, my God.
And I'm telling you, they're very, very old-fashioned. They're very old-fashioned.
Love your mother.
Yeah.
Because she is the
bless
voice of
heart.
A Texas mother.
Bless her heart.
Heart.
We pray for you.
Bless her heart.
We pray for you.
And that's really funny. Is there any trend? No. Every time I see something, I have a sister who is 21.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very into So the first
keeps
time around.
Young and fresh.
Yeah. The first time around, they don't remember it as well because they were so much
right,
younger.
Yes.
But now I'm seeing, and you know what's funny? Like, remember those chokers that were like plasticky
mm-hmm.
that everybody wore?
Yes. I'm seeing them pop up everywhere.
I've been seeing those for a couple years. And I said to a girl who was like a fan, who's
mm-hmm.
much younger than me, because I had the perspective now, I can say it, and I couldn't believe it came out of my mouth. I said, I remember those the first time they were in fashion.
Yeah.
And I felt kind of proud.
It's happening, yeah.
And she was just like, okay. Like, they don't care
no.
that you've already worn it.
Right.
So my sister's wearing, like, the chunky dad Reeboks and
mm-hmm.
the high-waisted 90s jeans.
Yep.
I didn't like it then. I don't like it now.
Yeah.
In high school, I remember thinking, this shit is ugly.
Yeah.
And you had no choice. I mean, obviously, there were, like, cool things like Steve Madden, like, slide-on chunk sandals and stuff.
What's your back?
What?
They're back.
What's your back?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it. I never, for the stuff in the 2000s, for me, the early 2000s, I was graduating college and, like, had a garbage job. So, like, I couldn't afford nice Uggs and shiny tops
and like,
triangles.
Juicy sweatsuits with
the
Hallmark, juicy on the ass.
Yeah, of, like, my mom paid for this. I couldn't afford it the first time around. So when we did the photo shoot, I was like low-key living an amazing, what were you saying before, living that moment, having a moment?
I don't remember.
You were saying something
I
about
too
moment.
Much weight.
Have
yeah.
that moment. But when I put on the Avril Lavigne skater outfit, I don't know if you saw that picture.
Oh, yeah.
I already owned all of that stuff. Yeah. And so getting to put it back on, like, I recently bought a pair of Dickies off Amazon and cut them to make, like, long shorts.
Why you gotta be so complicated, Eliza?
I'm just looking for my skater boy.
Yeah.
And I had sweatbands. I went back and looked. I had, like, those, you know, punk rock kind of prices, sweatbands without having the attitude, just sort of enjoying that and a lot of vintage shirts. But that outfit, I almost didn't want to take it off. I was like, can we go to dinner, babe?
Right. Can we go to Chili's, not the grill?
Yeah, not. And, there's no grilling.
No grill involved.
But I can't wait for it all to go away because it was bad the first time and it's bringing back PTSD.
I really am so shocked that it's coming back and I shouldn't be, but it makes sense because when I was, we're 2 years apart, so we were in high school at the same time. My sister is actually, we are 2 years apart. So you're like my sister.
I'm 35. It's okay.
I feel my sister, but you're like my sister. She's 35 too.
Okay.
Thank you. And I love her. Hi, Sissy. She listens to Nash Butte. Okay. I was really into the 80s as a kid.
Yeah,
We got into the 80s, and I think now they are getting into the early 2000s because it was when they were born, but they weren't cognitive enough to really enjoy it. So that's why that's why I liked the 80s as a child.
I have a different theory.
Okay, I can't wait.
The 80s are always glamorized because cinema, that was the age of, not that teenage angst, I went to film school, so I'm dipping back into this, with James Dean, the idea of, the American teenager kind of, came around in the 50s, but the 80s was, this quintessential teenage movement.
Yes, The Breakfast Club, John Hughes.
All those things.
Yes.
Exactly. When you think 80s, what we think of the 80s is not at all what the 80s
looked
like.
Right, right, right.
But it's fun to glamorize it, and the 70s was, kind of ugly, and, I don't like tie-dye. This, I honestly believe the 2000s are back simply because our age group is old enough to have earned nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
The only generation where our nostalgia never left because of the internet.
Oh my God, this is so good.
Yeah. So when your parents pick up an old candy bar, they're like, I haven't seen this in years.
Right.
For us, if you want to watch
Google
Salute
it.
Your Shorts, it's on the internet.
Right.
So it's always been there. I think the 2000s are back because now people my age are owning restaurants and playing music from that Green Day. Unironically, we just want to hear what we grew up to.
Yeah.
And it's just the way time works. The 90s were in, and it'll come back later, but it's ugly. And I am here to reject it all and say skinny jeans forever.
I love skinny jeans. What about the very, very low cut jeans, though?
Loved them at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a friend who, she's older than me and won't. And she's, in shape and stuff, but high-waisted jeans, I understand that some people have long butts in them. Mm-hmm. I wear high-waisted, are great. They keep everything in.
I love a good long butt, though.
I love a good long butt, and I love a good taper at the waist.
Mm-hmm.
And she is older than me, and so she, everybody has that moment in time where you looked your best, and that's your point of reference for what's cool. I still bar lace my sneakers, my Converse, because that's what we did in middle school. So you have these moments, I still think Skechers are stupid. She won't do high-waisted. And I'm like, it makes you look so thin.
I love a high waist.
And she just won't hear it. I'm like, okay, well, no one's doing low-rise. And I'm not thin enough anymore to do low-rise. So I'll be very staunch on that.
Well, I can't wait. I think you need to sneak some high waists into her life or something.
I'm going to steal all of her pants and be like, you can't come out of your apartment.
And the only pair you leave her is an American Apparel mom jean. And then she has to put them on or leave the house.
Pantless. Bottomless.
Which,
or
in LA.
Right to prison.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised in LA, actually. Well, I just wanted to say we're kind of out of time. Thank you for the Shark Tank jokes.
Oh, you're welcome.
If you're ever around, I know you work a ton and that's amazing. I think your work ethic is great.
Oh, thank you.
Just based off of your career and all of the accolades, you clearly work very hard.
Thank you.
I was very impressed with your special. I can't wait to watch Elder Millennial on Netflix right now. Everybody enjoy that.
Go get it.
If you're interested in helping me create a lip gloss that doesn't stick to your hair, I think there's something there.
She needs a patent.
Yes, patent pending, as they say on Shark Tank.
It's a lie.
Well, Eliza, why don't you just tell us where we can find you on the internet? Anything else you want to plug?
Okay. You can go to, if you're listening and you're in another city, you're wondering if I'm coming to your city, eliza.com. It's Eliza with an I, but you should know that by now. ILIZA. Eliza.com/tour. Everything is on there.
Love
my
that.
Instagram's
I love
just
a thorough website.
It's just thorough. It's got all the info. My Instagram's just at Eliza.
Which is so impressive.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Eliza S. My mistake.
Eliza
Twitter
S.
is at Eliza, but I don't check out that one.
Yeah.
And get your tickets and watch Elder Millennial on Netflix. It's my fourth baby.
I mean, that's so impressive. And Blanche makes an appearance.
Always.
We didn't even talk about our dogs. We both love our dogs, damn it.
Lamb!
Yeah.
We love them so much. She's in the beginning of my special, and you can see her on my Instagram. She also has her own Instagram.
And she has a big following.
She does. It's at Blanche Waits, because she's always waiting for food. And she's a majestic beast.
And you will definitely be seeing photos of her on the Nashbute account when this airs. So get excited for that. And Eliza, thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie.
Thanks for sharing your bag with us.
Thank you. And thank you for that accent. That felt really good.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Sound
Listen,
bad.
Anytime you want to hear it, you want to remember growing up, you call me and I'll read you some ASMR.
I want to meet that mom of yours.
Yes. Bless her heart. We'll pray for her. Everybody remember, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.